Welcome to the GCSE Food Preparation and Nutrition Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know about knife skills for your OCR exam. Whether you're preparing for your written paper or getting ready to nail your NEA 2 practical assessment, this episode has got you covered. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Knife skills might sound like a purely practical topic, but examiners are looking for precise technical language and a clear understanding of why each technique matters. This is one of those topics where the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7 comes down to the specific words you use. So let's make sure you're using the right ones. Let's start with the two most important safety techniques you need to know: the claw grip and the bridge hold. These are not optional extras. They are the foundation of everything. If you're asked to describe how to cut food safely in your written exam, you must name these techniques explicitly. The claw grip is used when you are slicing or chopping ingredients. Here's how it works. You curl your fingertips under so your knuckles are the part of your hand closest to the blade. Your thumb is tucked back, well away from the cutting edge. Your knuckles act as a guide for the blade, and because your fingertips are tucked in, the knife cannot reach them. When examiners award marks for this, they are specifically looking for the phrase "fingertips tucked in" or "knuckles guide the blade." Vague answers like "hold the food carefully" will not earn you marks. The bridge hold is different. It is specifically used for round or unstable ingredients. Think tomatoes, potatoes, onions, anything that might roll. You form a bridge or arch with your hand, thumb on one side of the ingredient, forefinger on the other, with your remaining fingers raised. The knife passes downward through the gap in your bridge. This stabilizes the ingredient and keeps your fingers safely to the sides. Again, examiners want to see you name this technique. Don't just say, "hold the tomato steady." Say, "use the bridge hold to stabilize the round ingredient." Now, a really common mistake candidates make is confusing these two grips. Remember, the claw grip is your cutting guide. It controls the movement of the blade as you slice repeatedly. The bridge hold is your stabilizer. It's used for the initial cut to halve or quarter a round ingredient before you switch to the claw grip. Different purposes, different techniques. Let's move on to knife selection. OCR examiners expect you to justify your choice of knife based on the texture and properties of the food you're cutting. There are three main knives you need to know. First, the chef's knife. This is typically 20 to 25 centimeters long with a broad, tapered blade. It is the workhorse of the kitchen. You would use it for chopping vegetables, slicing meat, and performing precision cuts like julienne and brunoise. Its weight and length give you control over repeated chopping motions. Second, the paring knife. This is much smaller, around 7 to 10 centimeters. It's used for intricate, detailed work, peeling, trimming, and making small decorative cuts. You would not use a paring knife for bulk chopping because its short blade makes it inefficient and potentially unsafe for that purpose. Third, the serrated knife. This has a saw-like edge that grips and cuts through foods with a tough exterior and soft interior. Bread and tomatoes are the classic examples. If you tried to cut a tomato with a smooth-bladed chef's knife without a serrated edge, you'd crush it rather than slice it cleanly. Here's a key exam point about knife sharpness. Many candidates write that sharp knives are dangerous. This is actually the wrong way around. A sharp knife is safer than a blunt one. Why? Because a blunt knife requires you to apply significantly more force to cut through food. That extra force means the knife is more likely to slip, and when a knife slips, it moves unpredictably. That's when injuries happen. A sharp knife cuts cleanly with minimal force and stays on its intended path. Examiners will credit you for explaining this distinction. Now let's talk about precision cuts. This is where the French terminology comes in, and using the correct terms will immediately signal to the examiner that you are operating at the top mark band. Julienne. This is a thin matchstick cut, approximately 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 5 centimeters. Think of the thin carrot strips you'd find in a stir fry or a salad garnish. The uniformity of julienne cuts means the vegetable has a large surface area relative to its volume, so it cooks very quickly and evenly. This is important. Examiners want you to link the cut to the cooking outcome. Brunoise. This is the smallest dice, approximately 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters, tiny cubes. You actually start with a julienne and then cut across it to produce brunoise. Because these pieces are so small, they soften and dissolve very quickly in sauces and soups, contributing to flavor without being noticeable as distinct pieces. Think of finely diced onion in a bolognese sauce. Jardiniere. These are batons, larger than julienne, approximately 6 millimeters by 6 millimeters by 4 centimeters. The word comes from the French for garden, and you typically use this cut for vegetables served as a side dish or in a vegetable medley. Because the pieces are larger, they take longer to cook and retain more texture, important for mouthfeel. Macedoine. This is a medium dice of approximately 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter by 1 centimeter. You'd use this for stews, curries, and mixed vegetable dishes where you want the pieces to hold their shape during cooking but still cook through evenly. The critical exam link here is between cut size and cooking rate. Smaller cuts have a greater surface area to volume ratio, which means they cook faster. Larger cuts retain more structure and take longer. If cuts are uneven, some pieces much larger than others, you end up with some pieces overcooked and mushy, while others are still hard and undercooked. This is why uniformity matters, and this is exactly what examiners want you to explain. Don't forget your chopping board. It must be secured to the worktop, either with a damp cloth underneath or a non-slip mat. An unsecured board can slide during cutting, which is a significant safety hazard. In your written exam, if you describe a cutting process without mentioning a secured chopping board, you are leaving marks on the table. Now let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, being vague about dimensions. If you write, cut the carrots into thin strips, you will not get the marks. Write, cut the carrots into julienne strips, approximately 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 5 centimeters. That precision is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer. Mistake number two, not linking the cut to the outcome. Don't just describe what a Brunoise is, explain why you'd use it. A Brunoise cut produces tiny 3 millimeter cubes with a high surface area to volume ratio, meaning they cook rapidly and integrate smoothly into sauces, improving the overall texture and flavor distribution of the dish. That's the kind of analytical sentence that earns top marks. Mistake number three, confusing the claw grip and bridge hold. Remember, claw grip guides the blade during slicing. Bridge hold stabilizes round ingredients for the initial cut. Write this down and learn it. Mistake number four, saying sharp knives are dangerous without qualification. Always add, however, a blunt knife is more hazardous because it requires greater force, increasing the risk of the knife slipping. Mistake number five, forgetting the chopping board. Always mention that the board must be secured with a damp cloth or non-slip mat. For your NEA 2 practical assessment, make sure your photographic evidence clearly shows your knife position relative to your fingers. The examiner marking your portfolio needs to see the claw grip or bridge hold in action to award you the safety marks. A blurry photo where your hand position is unclear will cost you marks. In evaluate questions, link your knife skills to the sensory profile of the dish. For example, finely diced onions cut to a Brunoise of 3 millimeters will soften more quickly during frying, reducing their pungency and producing a sweeter flavor that enhances the overall taste profile of the dish. That kind of response demonstrates AO3, analysis and evaluation, which carries 30% of the marks. Now let's do a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question one, what are the approximate dimensions of a julienne cut? 3 seconds. The answer is 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 5 centimeters. Question two, which grip is used to stabilize a round ingredient like a tomato? 3 seconds, the bridge hold. Question three, why is a blunt knife more dangerous than a sharp one? 3 seconds, because it requires more force to cut, making it more likely to slip. Question four, what is the approximate size of a Brunoise cut? 3 seconds, 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters by 3 millimeters, tiny cubes. Question five, what must be placed under a chopping board to secure it? 3 seconds, a damp cloth or non-slip mat. Question six, which knife would you use to cut a tomato and why? 3 seconds, a serrated knife because its saw-like edge grips the skin without crushing the soft flesh. How did you do? If you got all six, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways from today's episode. One, always name the grip. Claw grip for slicing, bridge hold for round ingredients, and describe finger placement explicitly. Two, justify your knife choice based on the food's texture. Serrated for tough skin and soft interior. Chef's knife for bulk chopping. Paring knife for intricate work. Three, use the correct French terminology. Julienne, Brunoise, Jardinière, Macedoine, and always include the dimensions. Four, link cut size to cooking rate. Smaller cuts equal faster, more even cooking. uneven cuts lead to inconsistent results. 5. A sharp knife is safer than a blunt one. Always qualify this in your exam answers. 6. Secure your chopping board. Always mention it. 7. For any A2, make sure your photographic evidence clearly shows safe knife technique. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the claw grip, the bridge hold, knife selection, precision cuts with their French names and dimensions, the link between cut size and cooking outcomes, and the key exam mistakes to avoid. You are well equipped to tackle any knife skills question the OCR exam throws at you. Good luck with your revision, and remember, precision in the kitchen and precision in your exam answers will both earn you the marks you deserve. See you next time.